podcast of the Video Film podcast. And it's me, Jesse, and I'm here with Adam.
Hey, Jesse.
And we're going to have a real exciting show for you today. Two sick men going to do a podcast. And I just want you to promise me this one thing, Adam, is that you'll go out and you'll find a man, you'll make love to him, and then you'll come back and tell me about it in case I die. Leave out the gay stuff, but tell me everything else.
Okay. I really have no idea what you're talking about.
The breaking the waves. That's the big line when the whole movie turns, because he's like, go out, find a man and make love to him, and then tell me about it.
Oh, breaking the waves. Yes. Okay.
Not American Buffalo. Dennis Franz. Hey.
That was like,
go out, find a man, make love to him, tell me about it.
That was forever ago. I forgot the movies. Okay.
So did you watch these like 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
Oh, I watched American Buffalo like almost 2 weeks ago, but then just before I was going to start watching Breaking the Waves, you called it off. And then I didn't watch it until maybe Saturday or something. So it's a little bit more fresh.
Yeah, you'll have to remind me.
Okay, I'll remind you with a plot synopsis. There's a young lady, and she's very innocent, I suppose. And she's marrying a man who's a little bit older. He's been around the block, and she's very in love with him and devoted. And she also has some mental health issues, and he leaves, and she's always very upset when he leaves. And then she prays for him to be sent back, and he gets sent back because he has a terrible accident that renders him paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, hey, I want to hear some dirty sex stuff. So go and have sex with some men and come tell me about it. And she's like, yeah, sure.
Sounds good. Does she submit that easily? I don't recall it being like that.
Yes. She runs out of the room. She's like, oh no. And then she comes back and she's like, all right, I guess so. Sounds good.
Doesn't she have a conversation with God in between there a couple times?
Yeah, and God's like, go do it. It'd be awesome. I'll watch too.
Yeah, I thought she was a bit more conflicted than just... No,
she's not really that conflicted. I think she has one little conversation and God's like, it's all good. You got the go ahead.
Well, truthfully, if God told me something was okay too, I'd probably be... I wouldn't need to argue much more.
No, and the best part of it is that she gets to have both sides of the conversation. So she's like, God, should I go out and have sex with men? Yes, definitely.
Well,
go. Make sure they're large men with brown hair.
Okay.
Because now, that's how I like them.
Go back. You said she has mental health issues. What are her mental health issues?
She was put in a mental hospital before the film started. So she's obviously had some prior issues, but she seems to, she is talking to herself.
No, she's talking to God.
Yes. But when you do both sides of the conversation, you're talking to yourself. If I was talking to God, I'd be like, hey, God, I need some favors here. You wouldn't mind. I'll try to be good, blah, blah, blah. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would just wait. But she has both sides of the conversation. She's like, God, I gotta do this. And he's like, well, yes, I suppose that's a great idea.
Okay, so in your silence, you're sane. You're you're like 98% of the world's population is when you speak and there's silence, but you hear a voice in your head or a dove flies by or something, you know, something falls off a shelf. You go, oh, well, that was God responding to me. That's a sane person. But the person that actually speaks the words back, they're crazy.
I think there's some saying about if you talk to God, you're normal. If God talks back, you're insane. Or so there's something along those lines.
I don't think 98% of the world believes that.
I don't think 98% of the people... Do you think people hear the voice of God, like, regularly? I mean, sometimes you may hear a deep voice of a man and be like, oh, it's God, or something like that, when it's really just some guy at Sobeys.
I have, I don't believe any of them. I don't believe any of it. I think it's all nonsense. But what I'm saying is you're saying that because she speaks back to herself, she's a crazy person. And
I think that,
Well, I mean, where were you at the end of the movie? The twist ending is that she's up in heaven. There was God all along, and he was speaking to her. I mean, that's what I took from the movie.
Okay, I took a slightly different thing. I took that she was crazy, and she was talking to herself, but there was also God.
Wow, how could you? Wow, why would you? That's a weird, that's so weird that you witnessed her talking to her, like God talking to
well,
her.
I saw her talking to herself going, it's me, God.
Yeah, and then at the end of the movie, there's church bells in the sky.
Yeah.
For her, signaling
two
down
things
to,
can be true.
I don't think, okay. I don't know. I don't know how you could see it that way.
I can hold both those ideas in my head. She's crazy, but it's like, you know, she got lucky. She bet on the right horse. Mm-hmm. And even though she's a crazy person, there was still a God. And apparently God makes church bells in the sky, and awesome. And God also, I think we're forgetting the biggest miracle, heals Stellan Skarsgård from being completely paralyzed.
Yep.
And near death the whole movie, and then he's back just like walking around at the end, hanging out with his buddies on an oil rig. Which, by the way, if I almost die and then God heals me, I'm not going back to the oil rig.
Yeah.
I'm not chancing it again. Maybe I don't know, maybe he's taking an administrative position, I don't know. But whatever it is, that's the big miracle, is that God healed Stellan Skarsgård, because he got prayed for, and God exists.
Yeah, exactly.
And she did everything that God told her to do.
All right,
God was
I
like,
agree.
Go have sex with men. And she was like, all right, if it's going to help, go see Udo Kier on a boat and almost get murdered. Oh, and then the second time you do get murdered.
Yeah, why'd he send her back to those guys?
No, she went back because she was like, gotta do it. I gotta finish the job.
Yeah, but then God does reward her prayers and heals him after she dies. I just didn't get why. Why was God like, you know, you did say you were gonna have sex with those guys on a boat. You made a promise. You didn't deliver.
I had
think
the
you
video
should.
Camera set up. Jesus was over. We had our popcorn. We were sitting on the couch, and then you bailed.
And then you bailed. So maybe finish the job. I'll go ahead and heal your boyfriend.
If there's one thing that God hates, it's a quitter.
It's a fucked up movie, man.
It's a fucked up movie, but I hadn't seen it before. Have you seen it before?
No. Of course not.
I knew what it was about, essentially. Everything I knew, kind of the conceit up until sort of the end of it, because you don't think that Stellan Skarsgård is going to get better, and you don't think that God is going to put church bells in the sky.
Yeah.
But both of those things did not bother me, because it turned out it was consistent, I guess, with the rules of the movie.
Which are what?
Which are that if you sacrifice yourself and you believe in God and you do what your husband tells you, then you will be rewarded. Your prayers will be.
You think that's a part of it, that you should be obeying thy husband?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I get that.
you
That's
could be
part
right.
of what the church tells you. Is that you're well, I okay, so maybe not obeying your husband necessarily, but being committed to your marriage and making it work. And the way this marriage needed to work was that she had to go out and make love to other men and tell her husband about it to make him feel better. And she did it because she's a trooper. And
So this is all a big test from God. Everything is just a test. She's like, she prays and says, "Bring my husband back. I can't wait another week because I'm a fucking nutcase. I can't be without him for another week. Send him back to me. I don't care how." And so God says, "Fine. I will grant your wish." He's, he's curling his fingers together in a
Bit of a dick.
evil fucking super villain type of way, and he's like, "I'll grant your wish." Like, they always fucking, what's the stuff, like the monkey's paw, where they always, you get your wish, but it's always with an ironic twist. God's just a big monkey paw. So
The
he
monkey bite.
does grant her wish, sends him back, but he's crippled, completely broken. Can't move any, well, he can move his hand a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, a little bit, but not functionally.
No, not, no, he's
He's just
not.
kind of swinging them around a little bit.
But I always think if you can move them a little bit, like, there's a chance for recovery. And he pretty gives up pretty fast.
Yeah, I think Scottish physio is probably not at that time,
Yeah, what year
you know,
was this
like
movie?
96, but if you ask me when it took place,
That's what I was asking.
I would say the 70s.
Yeah, I wasn't sure of the, yeah, okay.
But it doesn't really say when it takes place. Like, I've never seen anything, but it seems like it's the 70s.
Yeah, or maybe even earlier. I don't know. Those hospital scenes look like they were pretty primitive.
The only thing that makes me think is later is the helicopter, because they got that big old beautiful helicopter.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember the helicopter, but I believe you.
It's one of the best things in the movie. It's like a half an airplane.
Okay.
It's huge, that helicopter.
Very confusing then. So maybe it was supposed to be in the 90s. I don't. Okay. All right. So, but even in the 90s, you're saying the Scottish medical system was not very good.
Well, I guess if you're on a remote part of Scotland,
Yeah.
then, you know, there's probably not a lot of physio, centers around, not a lot of opportunities, or maybe they were just like, ah, what's he gonna do? Be able to use his hands, so what?
Yeah. Well, what? Yeah, okay. All right. I'm with you.
Who knows? Anyway, so did you like the movie?
It was okay. I don't really. Yeah, it was fine. I wouldn't say like. How can you like a movie like this?
It's interesting. It's not like a lot of movies. It's not typical.
Why did you put it off for so long? Till the absolute last moment. And then when I said, "And we're going to take an extra week," you were like, "Oh, I'll put it off to the last possible minute." There's no way you can like a movie if you're putting it off that far. You knew
I
what
put
you were
the
in for.
okay, so I put the movies off so I won't forget them.
I don't believe you.
So I usually watch one on Saturday morning and then one on Sunday morning. And that's most of the time how I do it, unless there's a really long one I need to start on Friday, or there's a lot of special features, something like that. I start them so they're fresh.
What other special features did you pick up on with this movie?
Emily Watson was part of a cult, and she left the cult to do this movie.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, she what else? Stellan Skarsgård says the movie's a fairy tale, and it also is very scary when you hold your first penis when you're a woman.
Oh. He said
Yeah,
that?
I don't know. It was in
Okay.
one of the special features. He was like, "I wanted to show how ridiculous it is when you hold a man's penis for the first time."
Stellan wanted to show that.
Stellan Skarsgård. He wanted that to be part of something that came across in the movie of how ridiculous it is to hold a dick.
I don't know where I saw this, but Helena Bonham Carter was offered the role.
Yes.
Did you know that? Of
Yeah, I just read
course.
that on IMDb. I read it on IMDb 15 minutes ago.
Well, I don't know where I even got that because I don't know what I saw or read that told me that. But she was offered the role and she turned it down because she was like, I don't want to be in some fucking island with these creepy fucking guys watching
Naked.
me be naked.
Yeah.
And so, and then she saw, oh, I know, it must have been an article. I was trying to figure out who was a Nazi. So I went down a rabbit hole trying to figure out
Oh
who
boy.
was a Nazi. And
Okay.
that's where I stumbled upon the Helena Bonham Carter turned down the role. And then she saw it at whatever film festival she saw it at. And she looked at, I think Stellan saw her and she just said, I know. I know, as in, like, I should have taken the role. It turned out to be not just a creepy fucking porno video. So she regretted not taking it, I guess. Or just like, I know it was better than what I thought. Maybe she didn't regret it. Who knows?
Yeah, it would be hard to judge that. It is a movie about someone going out and just finding men to have sex with. So it could, on the page, it could be kind of weird. Why were you looking for Nazis?
Because the director's Lars von Trier, right?
Yes.
I read somewhere something about, I actually think it was Stellan Skarsgård talking about a different director, Ingmar Bergman. Would that be a guy?
Yeah.
And saying that he was a Nazi and he was the
Oh.
only man that, I don't like saying this stuff because I definitely could be getting the names completely wrong. But I
Right.
think it was that, and saying something like he's the only man that cried when Hitler died. Like, so then I was getting him confused, Ingmar Bergman with Lars von Trier. So I was looking up Nazi shit, and there was this weird fucking thing that he did in 2011 with a movie that Stellan Skarsgård was in, where all of a sudden he started to call himself a Nazi. And then he started to go on. I can't believe you don't know this. This seems like
No, this
something right
is
up
new
your
to
alley.
me. Oh, yes.
And then I, which film festival was it?
Cannes?
I don't think
TIFF?
it was. No, it wasn't TIFF.
Venice?
No, I don't know.
Telluride?
I don't know.
Sundance?
Might have been Sundance. Might have
Okay.
been Sundance, but then he was banned from it because of his awkward
Oh.
joke. Oh, and the best thing is Kirsten Dunst is sitting next to him when he's doing this thing, and he's like, he says something, he goes into this speech about like, I thought that I was Jewish for a long part of my life, and then it turned out that I was a Nazi. And the crowd kind of goes, ha ha ha. And then he's like, so you know, I don't consider myself a Nazi, but it turns out that I am a Nazi, and I can see myself understanding Hitler. And Kirsten Dunst is
Wow.
like, "What the fuck?" I think she leans over and she goes, "Whoa, what the fuck is happening?" And then he goes like, "Yeah, you know, I can see him in his bunker, and just I can kind of I can empathize with them." Like the audience is going, what the fuck? And the only guy that's smiling is Stellan Skarsgård. He's just smiling and he's just like hanging on every word this lunatic is saying. And he keeps going.
Yeah.
And he and then later on, they ban him from the film
Oh,
festival.
wow.
And then later on, he's like, I got into a joke that I couldn't get out of.
Yeah.
I made a bad joke and I couldn't find my way out of it. And I'm like, I don't see the joke. Well, I guess it could if you knew. And I think that's what Stellan Skarsgård said. He was like, he's the most opposite of a Nazi that there is, right?
Yeah.
So if you knew that, then I guess it could be considered funny that he'd be pretending to be a Nazi sympathizer.
Yeah, I mean, I could see how the first part is funny because you can't be genetically a Nazi. So that would, if you stopped there, it would be kind of funny. And then if you said it, haha, it's a joke. But then you keep going and sympathizing with Hitler, maybe it's not so great. So that
That's
was
why.
Lars von Trier who said that? Oh,
So
okay.
I'm getting it all confused in my mind because of Stellan Skarsgård talking about some other guy being a Nazi, and then there was this Nazi stuff that Lars von Trier was talking about, and Stellan Skarsgård was there, and I'm like, it's got me all confused. But no. He's not a Nazi.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. We're safe. And you do know that we did another Lars von Trier movie on this podcast.
I do know that.
Part of apparently a trilogy. This movie, The Idiots and Dancer in the Dark.
Have you seen The Idiot?
No, I haven't.
No.
Apparently it's very hard to watch because it's made in this Dogma style.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen, what's the other one? I think it's called Dogville.
No.
It's made in the same style and it's really weird.
Right.
Where they they're on like a blank canvas for the whole movie. And there's like chalk outlines or something.
Yeah.
It's
whatever.
Very stupid.
I don't really get his Dogma 95 thing. I don't really understand it. It's just like, I'm going to make up a bunch of rules and say, this is the purest form of filmmaking. And then I'm going to have a bunch of people that follow these rules with me. And we're going to be considered geniuses or something. And then I found that it seemed like he was breaking his own rules, like some of the things that he was talking about. Like, I can't remember. Music can only be in the film if it's part of the scene or something like that. And then I was watching it. I'm like, there's times where there's music playing. I think he's breaking his own bullshit rules.
Yeah, probably. They are just arbitrary, stupid rules
mm-hmm.
that don't make any sense. And
that justify low budget, like justify.
Yeah. Like just having a camcorder, basically. The rules are just you can only make movies with a camcorder.
Pretty much, yeah.
And not edit them. That's it, pretty much, when it boils down to it.
Yeah, so it's like, I'm going to, the simplest way of making a movie, I'm going to say, that's my dogma. and then be like, I'm doing it on purpose, people. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it
oh, that's the other thing. He's talking about like it has to be organic and all this stuff. And then it's like, isn't the other one like a musical? Where all of a sudden she goes off and she has like weird fantasy musicals.
Yeah.
So isn't that completely contrary to his style?
I don't know. Maybe not because they are doing the music in the scene. Maybe that's. I don't know. Maybe
don't
that's
know
why. I don't pretend to understand any of this. I'm just here to watch the movies. How do you feel about assisted suicide?
All for it, man. Bring it on.
Okay. Like Thursday?
I got something on Thursday. Let's do it Wednesday.
Friday. Wednesday, okay. we'll leave it as a mystery for next week, which one of us is going to commit suicide.
Why? What do you feel? How could anybody be against it?
I would say it's a 50-50 at best. Like, I would say it's probably more like 70-30 against assisted suicide.
What the fuck? And who are these people? Who are these people?
I guess people believe that you can't get into heaven or whatever God they worship says not to do it. Or just people who think, like, if there's a chance, if there's any chance that I'll get better, then I can't do it. I mean, it's scary to take your own life, right? To make that decision, I think it would be very scary.
But it's not your decision. It's not your decision. It's my decision. So I don't know how you can be like, I'm going to take away your decision to do something.
I'm not talking in a way of like people taking away other people's decisions. I think there's a lot of people who aren't for it for themselves.
That's fine. Then don't do it for yourself.
That's right. No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not making an argument about the law. I'm making an argument about whether, you know, you think it's a good idea.
I do not understand the logic that people come to with this. I don't understand how people's minds work with stuff like this. It's like, it's all about magic. It's all about God. It has to be. Because when logic just doesn't connect, I'm like, the only thing that can possibly make sense for how they're arriving at these conclusions is because they believe in magic. I really don't get how you can say you don't have the right to do with your life what you want to. If you want to have sex with other men, how can I say, no, you're not allowed to, even though you really want to? Why? Because there's a magical book and somebody said, don't do it, or it's bad, it's a sin. Again, still, like, why would you care about somebody else? They're the ones going to hell. So you really have to believe that, no, it's my responsibility to help them, to prevent them from sinning and going to hell. It's my responsibility, or I'm not going to get into heaven.
I feel like a lot of it is that you want to do something and you see someone else doing it, but your God says you can't do it. So you have to tell them, hey, stop having sex with men. But really what you're doing is saying, man, I wish I could have sex with some men.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You gotta be right. You've got to be right. There gotta be a lot of that in there. I'll tell you, my mother just went on a trip and she went on in a hot air balloon. Right. Yeah. And which surprised me that she did that, because she's never been adventurous. She would never do, like, she wouldn't even go skiing, like stuff like that. Like, and you did the hot air balloon. I'm impressed. Yeah. And she said when they got on the trip, her brother, my uncle, was like, oh, you can't do hot air balloons in Egypt. No way, man. They're way too unsafe. Like, what are you, crazy? You can't do a hot air balloon in Egypt. If you get injured, the insurance won't cover you and blah, blah. He just kept going on. And she said she sat there and she just nodded along. And then by the end of it, she put her fingers in her ears and she went, nah, 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 nah. I'm still doing it. I'm still going to do it. Which is funny, because she just wasn't listening to all of his reasons, right? Yeah. He's listing off all these reasons. And it turned out he's terrified of heights and he didn't want to do it.
Oh, so he was going to have to do it or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he wasn't going to have to do it at all.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But it's the exact same thing of what you're talking about.
It is,
he was trying to talk her out of it because he was scared of doing it, but he really wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did do it. He did go up with them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's the same. It was like he wanted to do it, but he was scared to do it. So he's trying to talk her out of all the reasons that he's got in his mind so that she won't do it, so that he won't have a choice either. He'll be like, okay, we're both not doing it.
Yeah.
I think he might be gay. I think that's what he wants, to have sex with men. And he's talking everybody else out of it.
Well, maybe one day he'll be sitting on a bus. A man will come up beside him, unzip his pants, and start jerking him off.
Yeah.
And then run away. That was the funniest part of the scene, is that she just gets up and runs away. And the guy's like, what the fuck? What just happened?
He does kind of reach out and be like, whoa, whoa. Let's see each other again sometime.
Yeah, don't start something you can't finish.
No.
That was a funny scene.
So, assisted suicide. I'm curious, you're for it?
Yeah, all for it. Love it.
Yeah. Love it.
I think it's great. I think you should be able to control what happens to yourself.
Yeah, it really is that simple. Just let people make their own decisions. As long as they're not affecting you, it's a pretty simple thing. Like, as long as their decisions aren't hurting other people. And then it's like, well, what if we get into this gray area where they do it? It's like, okay, we'll deal with those gray areas. But right now it's pretty simple. Let people kill themselves. Let people live their lives the way they want. They're not hurting you in any way.
Yeah, I think it.
You're hurting them. By you saying you can't kill yourself, you're definitely hurting them. And you're okay with that. You're hurting other people. I'm not okay with that.
Yeah, if you have a terminal disease, like, why suffer?
Well, it's your choice. Fuck, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but it's your choice. If somebody says they prefer to suffer because they think they can beat it, fine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. You should be able to decide whether you want to suffer or not. Yeah,
yeah,
it seems obvious to us.
It really is so obvious. People are so, it's non-empathetic. They just can't put themselves into somebody else's shoes. They can't see stuff from somebody else's point of view. It's impossible for them.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, they, like, would you want to be suffering? And like, yes, because if I suffer, I'll get into heaven. That's the only thing I can come back to, is that they really truly believe in the afterlife, and they have to put up with months or years of suffering.
Yeah, that would suck.
It would suck. To me, I'm like, fuck that. Just kill me, but put my head on ice and wake me up when you can cure my terminal disease. It's such a simple, but definitely people don't believe in that. So they don't even entertain that idea. They either kill yourself and it's done.
Yeah.
Or you suffer until you die anyways.
Yeah, the whole cryogenics, that's a dicey one. I mean, you got nothing to lose, right?
No.
So why not? If you have the money, like, it's not like you were not going to be dead.
Right.
You're not doing it now. But yeah, that one's weird, cuz like that you can't prove it yet. So it's very I don't know. It's adventurous, I guess, in a way.
To me, it just seems like, why not do it? I don't understand, this is coming back to me being like, I just can't understand how other people's minds work.
Yeah. But would you do only your head frozen or your whole body?
Head.
Just head.
Yeah. What the fuck, man? You have always wanted to be taller. What the fuck do you want your body for?
But are you thinking they're gonna put your head on a new body, or like upload your head into like a matrix type deal?
I assume by the time they're able to do this, they'll be able to do either.
Or like into a robot, like upload your consciousness into a robot, I guess, maybe.
Probably that'll be an option.
Yeah, I guess if you think of it like that, I mean, yeah, you probably don't need your body at that point, because there's got to be a reason that you're dying, right?
No, I just, I'll go ahead and be taller as well.
Yeah, I guess we could be taller.
Be in better shape.
Yeah. Yeah, we could be in robot shape.
And it's cheaper.
But robots don't seem to be in very good shape right now. I've heard robots can't even open doors.
Okay.
So we need to get the robots first that can open doors. Or just not have doors.
Well, okay, what are we talking about? Let's carry on to something else.
All right.
I'll tell you. I remember I told you how low the bar was for Naked Gun, and I wasn't going to watch it. And okay. I was saying I didn't want to watch it, and then I watched it, and I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
And you kind of thought, like, maybe it's because the bar was so low that, like, any movie that wasn't an absolute piece of dog shit, he would have enjoyed. So there was another movie that I swore off. I wasn't going to watch it. Happy Gilmore 2.
Oh, no.
The bar was so low.
Yeah.
And I went into that thinking, maybe I'll be pleasantly surprised like I was with a Naked Gun. It was fucking horrible. It was the worst piece of dog shit that I've seen maybe ever. It's there's nothing funny in it at all. There was one line where, do you remember in the first, everything was a callback. Everything. Yeah, it's just like Austin Powers and Ace Ventura. Everything's just a callback to stuff. I don't remember Ace Ventura that well, so I don't know if it was. But Austin Powers was, it was just like an Austin Powers sequel. And there was a point where they're at a graveyard. And I don't remember who they're visiting. But as they walk out of the graveyard, he hears the woman go, Mista, Mista.
Oh, the Mista, Mista lady.
Yeah, don't smile. It's not funny, okay?
I'm smiling because the first one. I don't know the second one. Mista, Mista.
This isn't, how could you do, so they show her grave. I think they show a picture of her with the air conditioner on top of her. And there's like a recording on the grave that says, Mista, Mista. That's the joke.
It's a little too much.
What?
It's a little too much.
It's nothing. It's not anything. I don't even, I'm like, how is that a joke?
It's too much for a joke. Like, it's not like, why would you even do that?
Why would you do that?
It's
There's nothing.
nonsensical.
It makes no sense. There's a
Yes.
grave. It's just got a picture of her with an air conditioner on her, and it's got a recording, Mista Mista. And they look at it, and then they like look at each other, and they go, ooh. And then they like walk out of the grave. And I'm like, what was the joke? That's like, who thinks that's funny? Like, they at some point they just said, like, pick out everything that made you laugh in the first one and
Yeah.
just like take a picture of it and then like put the picture up in the second one. And then people will go, oh, yeah, I remember. That was so funny. I remember laughing
Yeah,
30 fucking
basically,
years ago.
I remember what happened 30 years ago is the whole movie.
The fuck? Who thinks, like, you can't do that?
No.
Adam Sandler, you're dead to me, man. You're dead to me.
Oh, harsh words.
I.
Apparently, he's in a really good movie that's coming up soon.
No.
Not a comedy, though.
He's dead to me.
He's dead. Okay. Heard it here first. He's dead. Well, I saw a really good movie on Netflix called Train Dreams.
Never heard of
It's brilliant. Just watch it.
it. I will.
You're going to like it. I hadn't heard about it until a couple days ago on a podcast, and I was like, oh, I'll watch that. And I watched it. It was great.
Nice. I'll check it out for sure. I like recommendations.
Thank you. I like giving recommendations. I also watched Frankenstein. Did
Yeah.
you
What'd you
watch
think
that
of
one?
that? Yeah, I saw it.
It was, I don't know, like it had all the Frankenstein stuff, but I found that there was too much of like him and the monster just kind of chatting. And but then I like the end when they're like chasing each other and they have like their sort of final showdown. And I don't know why Frankenstein's immortal and he can't die. Or the monster, I guess. But yeah, it's weird. I don't know if I liked it.
Yeah, me
It's
neither.
I that's why I wanted to bring it up, because it's like it's got all the cool Frankenstein stuff, but at the same time, there's just some unnecessary bullshit in it, and I don't know,
Well,
like. Like, there's no reason for what's his name, Christoph Waltz, to be in the movie.
I kind of forgot
He just
he was
kind
there.
of not doing anything. Like, I thought Victor Frankenstein was already rich.
I really don't know, but they say this is like the most faithful interpretation of the original book. That's what I've read about it.
Okay.
Have
I
you
read
read
the
the
book a
original?
long time ago.
Okay, I've definitely never read the book, but I just assume like there's some of the shit that's in there that I'm like, well, that was kind of unnecessary is because he was trying to say so faithful to the book.
It's possible. I do remember like a lot of it taking place after the monster escapes.
Does he go to a house in the woods and visit some family with a blind guy?
Yeah, there's
Okay.
that. There's definitely that. I don't remember exactly, but I do remember that being in it, and that's usually left out of it, I think, or not a big part of movies with Frankenstein. But I'm planning on watching the Kenneth Branagh Frankenstein again to see how that one does with Robert De Niro as the monster.
Oh, I didn't know it existed.
You didn't know that movie existed? That was a pretty big movie when we were like it came out around the same time as the Dracula movie.
Which
The
Dracula?
Francis Ford the
Okay.
Francis Ford Coppola made, and they were making a couple of those movies at that time.
So before I forget, I'm gonna have to claim that I'm all better now so that I stop eating like crap and I
Okay.
get some vegetables into me and get over this cold.
Good idea.
Yeah. So I'm gonna say as of today, I'm all better, even though I'm not really. But as of tomorrow, I gotta get back on the
Right.
horse, back on the wagon.
Get back to it.
Yep.
Get back to it.
So I also watched I gave Deadpool Wolverine another shot.
Okay. You're really giving some shots out.
Yeah, and it sucked.
I didn't mind it.
Well, that's not what I remember. I remember you saying you didn't like it.
I didn't love it, but it's I also saw it for the second time, or maybe the third time, and it's not terrible.
It's not good.
It's not great,
I don't like
but
it.
it, yeah, I don't know.
I don't
It's
like
not the
it.
worst.
I don't like you. I don't like anything. Maybe I'm watching this stuff when I'm feeling like crap and everything's seeming worse.
Yeah, that can happen. That can definitely make things a little bit different in your mind. When you, yeah, when you're not feeling well or you're angry or whatever, and you see things, and yeah, it can cloud what you think of it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on to American Buffalo.
All right, American Buffalo. It's a movie.
Starring Sipowicz and somebody else.
The guy from the movie about
The Graduate.
yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Rain Man, but I didn't get there.
Yeah. It's got all the classic dialogue, the David Mamet dialogue.
Yep.
I don't know, just not very interesting, really.
Yeah, a lot of talking, but there's no revelations. I guess
No.
there are supposed to be revelations of they don't even really need to do the heist or something because he already got a nickel. Like that part, I'm confused.
I'm confused too. Like it seems like the twist ending is that the kid lied and he never even saw the guy or something, right?
It's something like that. Yeah, it's been a while.
But I wasn't it that's not really that shocking to me. And then that seems to be when they all the characters are like, oh my God, you've ruined my life. Isn't that the kid lies? He confesses that he lied, he never even saw the guy. And then that's when Dustin Hoffman just starts destroying the shop.
Yeah.
He's all mad. He's like, you've ruined my life, kid, because this was my one big shot to get a nickel that's worth like $500 or something.
Yeah.
It's so dumb. The stakes are so low, and maybe that's the point of it, is that these are the lowest stakes ever, and they're treating it like it's such a huge deal, but I
Yeah,
don't.
it could be. Somebody points out on IMDb that if you would just like concentrate on running the store, you would make more money because there's, I guess, apparently there's like a lot of fairly valuable items in the store. Not like crazy, but you know, if he was trying to sell things and not most of the time just screwing around with his buddy, getting a nickel,
Yeah, getting
then
in there.
he could make some money.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really get it. I've seen it before and kind of felt the same way the first time I saw it. Like, that's not one of his better David Mamet plays. That's not one of the better ones.
Apparently the play is good. It's been performed a lot, and people don't like the movie as much as they like the play.
Okay.
Which it lends itself certainly more to a play. You can tell that they're trying to make it into a movie because they're always walking up and down stairs and going over here and going over there. And going like back and forth to places and like
Going around, going up and
go
down,
and
going,
nobody
oh, going over. Yeah, okay, sure.
nobody
I'm
would
with
ever walk that much in having a
you.
conversation. Like
Yes,
you would just
it makes more
stand there.
sense that it would be in a play because you only have to have one set and then you just have to have characters talking to each other
Yeah.
in the one area. Yeah, not a good adaptation for a movie, I don't think.
It's not, no, it's not the best idea for a movie. You would need to flush it out a lot more, which would kind of ruin the point
And
because the point is that they're talking.
you can do it with three actors, so
Yeah.
it keeps your cost down on the all you do is you reference other characters that never even show up.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah, if you're gonna go ahead and do this, adapt it into a movie, like show those characters. Have a few different settings. Like it doesn't have to be such a direct
Yeah.
adaptation of something that was clearly written to be a play.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If we had one more person, we could do it right now.
Yeah.
We just need a teenage boy, and we're all set.
Yeah. You've got a fresh supply of those, I'm sure.
A couple. Don't you worry. For you, there's always one. But yeah, it's I mean, there's not a lot to say about. I thought when I watched it, because I hadn't watched in probably 10, 15 years, that it was going to be as good as I remembered it being. But I guess I remembered it being better than it is.
It's funny, as Sipowicz retired right after NYPD Blue, never acted again.
Yeah, I mean, he was probably tired. That's all. He was on there for like 20 years.
That's what he said. I think he said, "I'm just tired."
Yeah.
And he just quit.
Yeah, I wonder if he had like a, and I mean, I haven't looked into it, but I wonder if he had like a big career before that. Like, I know he was on, like, I've seen him, obviously, Die Hard 2, and he was on Hill Street Blues for a little bit. Yeah, he took over for somebody. He started as like a gangster, and then I guess they liked him, and they kind of switched his character to a police officer, and he was good on it, but he was playing basically Sipowicz.
Yeah.
Except without like the racism.
Yeah.
He was just playing a detective, like a hard-nosed detective for that was what, the mid 80s. And then he played that for, you know, an insanely long time, like 25 years or something, basically.
Yep. Okay. What else about this movie?
I don't know. I don't have too much. Oh, the one thing that really bothered me more than anything else in the movie was that they're using plastic poker chips.
Okay.
These are people who play poker all the time, and they were using plastic chips.
Yeah.
Now, I blame that solely on the director.
Yeah.
That director couldn't have been a poker fan.
Right.
And I'm surprised nobody in the cast was like, you got to get clay chips.
Sure.
Like, this looks fucking stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. Could be a choice that they're so cheap and they're so, everything is so, yeah.
I guess, but it just took me, that was like one of the first shots of the movie, and I was like, what the fuck? Plastic poker chips. I don't know.
All right, well, tell me what happens in this movie.
From what I can remember, Dennis Franz, he's just played some poker, and then I guess he wakes up in the morning, and the kid maybe comes and tells him he saw the guy who had the nickel. And he was mad because he sold him the nickel, right?
Yeah, so he tells the story to Dustin Hoffman that he sold it. This guy came in, and he's wandering around his shop, and he spots this nickel, and then he pretends like he's not that interested in it, and he says, oh, well, maybe I'll buy some other stuff, and well, how much do you want for the nickel? And then he's so proud of himself because he doesn't know that it's worth anything. He says, well, you tell me. You tell me. And so whatever number the guy throws out, he knows that he's lowballing him.
Yeah.
And then he ends up selling it to him, is my understanding.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
And then he gets mad because he's like, that guy just got one over on me. So the whole thing is motivated by him being pissed off that he thinks that he sold something for too low to the guy. So he wants to rob him and get it back. So he's going to get his smart friend, who I forget his name. He's going to get his... What?
Dustin Hoffman's character?
No, he's not the smart friend.
Okay.
Dustin Hoffman is not the smart friend.
Okay.
There's another character that never shows up, but he respects him. He's talking about him, and he says he's a really good poker player, and he's a smart guy at the very beginning of the movie. And then so he's going to get him to help him rob the place, and then Dustin Hoffman weasels his way in.
Right.
And then gets, actually, it's the kid that he's going to get. The kid is going to rob the place for him.
The kid, he's going to do essentially nothing, and the kid is going to rob the place.
Kid's going to rob the guy, and then he's going to give him some money for the robbery.
Barely anything, like $50 or something.
But then Dustin Hoffman convinces him to get the kid out of there and let Dustin Hoffman do the robbery. And if it wasn't so confusing, there are some funny things in there. Like he says, okay, how are you going to rob him? Like, he's like, I'll figure it out once I get there. Like, he's got no plan at all, but he's like, you need me. I'm a professional. We can't trust the kid the kid's going to fuck it up. He's like, oh, so how are you not going to fuck it up then? Well, I'll go, you know, there's always a window or something. I'll just go through a window. He's like, what if there's a safe? He's like, there won't be a safe. Or if there is a safe, the combination will be written down right next to the safe.
I'll just
like, it is kind of funny to how much of a fuck up this Dustin Hoffman character is. And Dennis Hoffman or Dennis Farina, what the fuck? Dennis Franz keeps calling him out on it and keeps calling him on his bullshit and yet still goes along with him, which is confusing. Yeah. Like, he still believes him enough to say, okay, we're getting rid of the kid. And then, but he does say, we're going to bring in so and so.
Yeah.
The other guy, because he trusts him, because he won't fuck it up. So then there's going to be three people doing the robbery.
Yeah.
But then that guy ends up in a hospital.
He gets hit by something.
I thought he got mugged.
Oh, yeah, he got mugged and his jaw's broken, yeah.
And the kid comes in and tells him the guy got mugged. Now, I think as if you're watching it from the audience point of view, you're supposed to think Dustin Hoffman went and did that to the guy.
Oh, I thought you were supposed to think that the kid was lying about it.
Well, the kid appears to be lying.
Yeah.
And Dustin Hoffman convinces Sipowicz. Sorry, I got to call him Sipowicz. Yeah. He convinces Sipowicz that he's lying.
Right.
But I think from the audience point of view, you're supposed to not trust Dustin Hoffman because he showed up late.
Okay.
And then Sipowicz says, like, where are you? Where you been? He's like, I my watch broke. He just seems to be lying all the time. So I think you're supposed to think that Dustin Hoffman mugged the guy or whatever. He put him in the hospital so that he wouldn't come along on the job.
Okay, I never got that from it. I always just thought that was showing that he was unreliable and you were just supposed to wonder if the kid mugged him or if it didn't happen at all. But that's a good question. I never put Dustin Hoffman into that situation.
Well, it turns out he didn't. And it turns out the kid wasn't lying.
Right.
So then, but then the kid was lying about the whole thing about seeing the guy.
Yeah.
All right. It's confusing and it's not that interesting.
So why would he be lying about, like, I don't understand. Why is he lying about seeing the guy? Because it's not going to benefit him if he's. So was he just maybe thinking that he would go in into a room and rummage around and then come out with whatever or nothing? Or
I don't know. I really don't know. That confused me. I really don't get why he lies about seeing the guy.
Yeah.
And I don't even get where he gets the other. He goes and buys the nickel. He borrows a bunch of money and then he goes and buys a nickel. And then I don't know what that has to do with anything either.
Yeah, because that's like an expensive nickel that he bought for cheap. Like $50 or something.
Right.
And yeah, but I think it's supposed to show you that they didn't even need to do the whole thing. I don't know. That they could have just done the same thing that guy did to Sipowicz, which is just undercut him on the price of the nickel.
Yeah.
That they made too much of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not that interested in this movie.
Yeah. It was supposed to have Al Pacino in the Dustin Hoffman role. Do you think that would have been slightly better, at least?
No.
No?
No, because the character itself is not interesting. He's just a low-life scumbag, and there's no twist to him. Like, he's just a dumbass, so it doesn't matter who you put in that role. He's not really an interesting character.
Yeah, in the movie, who knows, maybe Al Pacino would have played him differently.
How could you play it differently? What are you going to say? I mean, I'm changing the ending of the movie.
No, and he could have just played the character as maybe not so dumb, or you don't know that he's dumb. I don't know.
Who knows? I think that would ruin the character then. The character is supposed to be, I think you just shouldn't have a good actor in that role.
Mm.
You should have somebody lesser known to play it. You shouldn't have somebody expecting to be a smart guy.
Yeah.
You're expecting him to be a mastermind or it's kind of the same I feel about Donnie Brasco. Like, Al Pacino just didn't work in that character because he's not, you expect him to be the head of the mafia. You expect him to be the godfather. Won't have him be some lowlife.
I don't know. I thought it was a good change for him. Like a different kind of character than you're used to seeing, especially because he's done other mob movies.
Yeah, it just didn't work for me. I'm just saying. Didn't work for me. I wanted more out of my Al Pacino. He's got the leading man intimidating status. Don't put him in a role that you're now you have to see him as something completely different.
But did you like him in Frankie and Johnny when he was kind of the same? Like a timid, kind of sensitive guy?
No, not really. I don't really have a strong opinion about that one, though.
Yeah, I like that one. I like it when he goes a little bit different.
Okay. And what else would you like to talk about?
I don't know.
Well, let's call it then.
Okay. Let's find some movies for next week. We got... How about the Weather Underground documentary? Yes? No?
Sure.
Okay. And how about... Have you seen Thunderbolt and Lightfoot?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
How about Sorry We Missed You?
Sure.
Have you heard of that one?
No.
Okay. Well, we'll watch that one.
Fair enough.
Well, I hope you feel better.
Yeah, me too. I'm sure I will once I start to eating right and living.
Exercise, yeah.
No, yeah, exercise is just hard. It's not. I'm sticking. I'm keeping up with my exercise. It's just harder. Good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm feeling shitty, but that does make me proud of myself that I'm.
Yeah, that's great.
That I'm still doing it. So. But the eating makes everything harder. Okay.
Yeah.
And I hope you also don't get sick.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're on the brink of getting sick.
I'm not sure if I may have eaten some bad apple fritters.
Okay.
They're not apple fritters, apple turnovers for breakfast 2 days in a row. Maybe that's why I just keep eating these fucking apple turnovers.
Yeah. All right. No, I just a couple weeks ago I could feel it like I'm like something's not right. There's a bit of a something in the back of my throat, coughing a little bit, and I'm like, huh, something's not right. And then you just know. I just had that feeling. All right, if this doesn't go away by the end of the day tomorrow, I'm gonna wake up feeling 1,000 times worse. And that's what happened. Yeah. I woke up feeling 1,000 times worse. But I think back to man, I used to get sick as a kid, 3 days, done, 100% over it.
Yeah.
Now I'm just this old piece of shit. Just like you get this feeling. You're like, all right, this is going to be, I didn't expect 2 weeks, but I'm not doing myself any favors by eating like shit. While I'm sick. It's not helping me get over it.
Yeah. I think the big difference is that when we were kids, like you didn't have to do anything either. You just laid in a bed.
Well, that's pretty much what I did. That's pretty much all I've done.
Yeah, I guess
no, it's just my immune system.
If you don't have kids, maybe, yeah.
Just you're healthy. Just my immune system as a kid could knock that virus out of there in 3 days. Now, I felt better after 4 days, but it's just this lingering cough which won't go away. Which sucks. So you're like, it's not going to turn around. Like 5 years from now, I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm back to the immune system of a 10-year-old. It's not going to happen.
I'm sure
they're just going to keep getting longer and longer for recovery.
Yeah, I'm sure there's things you can do to boost it, but you're in pretty good shape, pretty good health right now, so I'm sure that helped you.
I don't know.
Much better than you were, 5 years ago or something like that. So it probably helped a lot.
I don't know. Seems to just be age, but
yeah.
Nanobots, man. We'll get some nanobots. We'll inject them into me. They'll fucking kill that virus. No time.
Make you taller and kill the virus at the same time.
No, nanobots don't make you taller, Jesse. Come on. Get your
but
science.
But if you stand on them. Standobots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think those are just called shoes. I think you're just talking about shoe technology.
What's a shoe? No, I'm sure they could, rearrange the molecules in your feet. I don't know any of this. No. Rearrange some cells.
I have been listening to
I don't know.
a ton of Star Talk podcast over the last 2 weeks, a ton of it.
Okay.
And man, the universe is fascinating.
Is that Neil deGrasse Tyson's podcast?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But I've been going back and listening to it from 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucking, they were talking about going to Mars in 2015 mm-hmm. so heavily. And I remember, yeah. Do you remember? It was even earlier than that, because I remember I was working at MTY and they were talking about going to Mars, and there was a one way ticket. They were recruiting people to go to Mars.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
And so even though I'm listening to podcasts in 2015, 2016, I remember there being a huge amount of talk about going to Mars for like a 5 year period.
Yeah.
When's the last time it's even been mentioned? Have you even heard anybody in,
vaguely, not like any concrete plans, but just people talking about like, yeah, when we need to do this to go to Mars, or we need to do that to go to Mars or something.
10 years ago, it was like it was weekly they were talking about it. And so the company that offered this one-way ticket,
mm-hmm.
all the scientists were making fun of him, saying like, what a fucking idiot this guy is. It's a scam. Like, he's collecting money from investors and he's never going to go through with it.
Right.
And the company went bankrupt in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like it actually was a scam. But the guy's still walking around. He has other businesses. So he probably did have intentions of doing it. And then.
Yeah, probably.
It just, they couldn't do it. They were like, how are you going to fund this? It costs billions and billions and billions of dollars. How are you going to fund this? And he's like, well, we'll do a reality TV show. We'll follow the people on their training process, and we'll follow them all the way to Mars, and we'll make all of our money. And his justification was the Olympics made $10 billion in a week or something like that. You know, so huge number, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So he's like, think about that. That's 1 week, 10 billion. I'm going to have a reality TV show that's going to go on for 5 years. I'm going to make a gajillion dollars. Like, and they're like, well, I don't know if the ratings are going to be as good as the whole world is tuning into the Olympics. You've got like three guys sitting around in their room playing Pinochle.
Yeah.
I doubt the whole world's going to be tuned in for that, buddy. Anyways, his company did fold, but I'm amazed that they were talking about it, and they were throwing out numbers. Like in 2015, they were saying, we're going to take off in 2020. We're going to launch the rocket and head to Mars in 2020. More realistic people were saying NASA will probably head there 2025. I think I heard the number in the 2030s. They're going to be going.
Yeah.
I just don't know if they're still on target for any of that, especially with Trump coming in and being like, let's shut down all science. It's a waste of time.
Yeah, like defunding NASA and everything.
All they got to do is just say, like, we think we found diamonds on Mars. And then Trump will be like, okay, let's fund NASA.
It's massive diamonds and gold.
I'm not even joking. Yeah. Like, that's all you got to do is give them some financial reason to be like, you'll make a ton of money if you go there.
Just say you're going to claim it for him. It's going to be like his planet.